Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I identify as a transgender woman.
I identify as a straight transgender female.
There is no such thing as transgender. You're either XX or XY.
But honestly, I don't really identify as human.
I'm tired of being humanized for the comfort of other people.
God made man male and female. That is determined genetically. That is physiology. That is science. That is reality.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's talk about pastors, shall we?
Son, don't go to sleep while I'm talking. Hey, don't you lay your head back. I'm important.
I guess. Who is this guy? This is Wretched Radio. I just pushed the button. Who is this man? He is just railing on his congregation. He's stepping out of the pulpit to give him a little hoo-hoo-hoo.
Now, you might do your English teacher that way, but I'm not teaching English. I'm teaching eternal life here. I love you. You know I love you.
Have right.
I convinced you I love you?
No, but yes.
Yeah, you better nod your head. Yes.
Well, you better. Yeah, I love you.
Stay awake and you listen to me. You say, well, he may never come back. Well, he ain't here now. And where have you been, Mr. Underwood?
Oh, by name.
And I noticed on the calendar I'm supposed to marry y'all. What makes you think I'd marry you? You're one of the sorriest church members I have.
Oh!
You're not worth 15 cents.
Okay, then.
And you want me to marry you to her? And you want to marry him? And he don't even know where he belongs? And you don't even know where you belong? Now, let me tell y'all, everybody here, how much I love these kids.
Well, that was just overflowing with pastoral love right there. Let's talk about a pastor who has been loving for 40, 50 years, who is now retiring, sort of. Pastor Chuck Swindoll. He is at Stonebriar Church in, I think it's in Dallas? Must be. Because at one point, as the chancellor, something or another, at Dallas Theological Sem, Chuck Swindoll has been preaching in a local church and on the radio for decades. And he's stepping down as the senior pastor, becoming pastor emeritus, but he's going to continue to preach. That's a turning of a page. And I suspect for a lot of people that are listening, they were impacted by this fellow. I know that I was. Chuck Swindoll, not an expositor per se. Now, he would say that he's an expositor, but not to the depth that I think you and I normally look for in expository preaching. But he had and has the most amazing ability to bring theology off the shelf. His program is called Insight for Living. And I remember decades ago listening to Chuck Swindoll on the radio when I wasn't a Christian. And he was very influential in my conversion because I started to get it. All the stuff that I had learned about God, all the ologies that I had spent years studying suddenly made sense. He wouldn't use theological terms, but he would talk about them, and I heard him. Oh, he's talking about imputed righteousness. Hey, he's talking about the hypostatic union of Jesus without ever using that language, and the Christian faith came together for me like a jigsaw puzzle, just instantly put into place. And now, kind of a sad day. Chuck Swindoll is retiring at least from one part of his role, but he's going to continue to preach at the age of 89. This happens to be a sermon from April 7th. Doesn't get much fresher than that. Let's just see how Chuck is doing. I haven't listened to this. He's just taken the pulpit at his very big church, Stonebriar Community Church. Let's hear if that classic voice. Wow, that guy had a setup. Adrian Rogers, he had one set of pipes where it just echoed. He had a cavern for a chest. It just, blah, 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 just came out of him. But Chuck Swindoll used his voice like an instrument. Let's see if it's still tuned, shall we?
What if speaking openly about Christ were to result in a punishment where your life would be at stake?
Well, it's definitely older, but it's still nimble. That is a man who begins a sermon with getting attention. That's an important aspect of a sermon. You've got to tell folks up front why they should continue to listen. It seems to me some pastors do a really good job at that because it's the first thing. And as you work through a sermon, you work through that, well, you know, probably first. Now, I've heard Steve Lawson say he works on that last. He exposits the text, determines what his points are, then he writes the introduction. A lot of pastors, they don't do that. And a lot more pastors don't come to a conclusion. They don't ever consider, how do we wrap this thing up in a coherent, impactful kind of way? And so the plane just keeps circling and circling and circling. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus lands the plane. Really fascinating to watch the structure of this Sermon on the Mount. He spends 2.5 chapters absolutely obliterating the religious system. You think that sin starts here? Oh no, I'm telling you, sin starts here. You think that's righteous? Oh no, I'm going to show you what righteousness is and the righteousness that is required to enter into my Father's kingdom. You have to be perfect, just like he's perfect. Blah. It is a homiletical speed bag. He just keeps hitting and hitting, and then he lands the plane. And he issues, it is indeed a command because they're imperatives, but it's more of a plea. Don't be foolish. You've just heard what is going to happen. Don't go on the broad road. Don't be deceived. Get on the narrow road. Why? Because Jesus is a pleading Savior. And when he was preaching in Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, was it a scolding? Yeah, but I think it was more of a pleading. And we see the heart of the Savior revealed. He wants to save people. He desires that people come to the knowledge of the truth. And if you read in the Old Testament, study the names of God, you will see that he's the forgiving God. He's the long-suffering God. He's the gracious God. He's the merciful God. Those are the names for himself because God loves to forgive. That's his preference. God prefers to save. And if you think that is a unique thought that's coming out of my mouth, it is most certainly not. The Puritans talked about this all of the time. That God does not wish to put his power on display by defeating so paltry a foe. Casting people into hell, it ain't no biggie. God just, bing, can just flick us in nothing. But to take briars, to take thorns, and turn them into a bouquet because of his spiritual husbandry, now that is a work that he aspires to. That is a great undertaking. The saving of souls. And so it is Jesus in landing the plane. He actually wraps it up. Don't get on the broad road. Be on the narrow. Hey, warning, here's who's going to take you on the broad road. False teachers. What is Jesus doing? Is he just being crabby about false teachers? No, he's warning you. Don't follow false teachers. Don't do it. It's not just the fruit of their mouths. It's the fruit of their lives. And it's a lack of fruit. And we should judge that fruit. Why? Because people get damned because of it. False teachers are not nice. They're ravenous wolves. And Jesus, with his shepherding heart, wants us to be warned about them so that we don't fall into their snare. It is an oratory that is filled with compassion. And then he closes with, be wise. Build your life on the rock. Don't build it on sand. The storms are going to come. In the immediate context, it's the storm of God's judgment. But I think the broader application is the storms of life. Just everything that is going to hit you as a Christian, it's coming your way, and you are going to get hammered by it. Build your life on the rock, which, by the way, 1 Corinthians 3, is Christ. He is the foundation. And Jesus landed the plane, wrapping up his sermon with an actual conclusion, which is so often missing these days. I'm sorry. I'm being just a wee bit sentimental. Let's listen to a little more Chuck Swindoll.
Imagine yourself in a setting where you have the opportunity to talk to a friend or colleague at work or someone over lunch, and the subject of Christ comes up, and you're living in a place where speaking openly of your faith could result in your being arrested and brought before a judge who is prejudiced, and you are not ever going to face a fair trial.
Chuck Swindoll, retiring at the age of 89 from the business end of church stuff, still preaching faithfully, not retiring, going for as long as he can to bring theology off the shelf so that people can actually believe the Bible is true. He did that for me, for which I'll be forever grateful. This is Wretched Radio. Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Wretched Radio today and to our ongoing monthly gospel partners. You're the foundation. You're the heartbeat of this mission. You stand firm with us, and it's not just a commitment, but it is a testament to your faith and dedication to spreading the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to millions of people all over the world. Wretched.org/donate is where you can find any answers to any questions you might ever possibly have on what it would look like to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. Preborn.org/wretched.
Well, this is a brave new world we're living in. We all know that. We experience it daily. And we here at Gospel Partners Media have decided to do something about it. Our version of the Daily Wire, a Christian Daily Wire. 8 new, powerful, theological voices will be joining our effort to stand up and speak boldly into our darkening culture. You can find out more details right now at wretched.org/fellows. That's wretched.org/fellows.
I'm so excited about this. That's right. I'm actually giddy about Bibles. We are going to be doing another campaign with our good friends at the Masters Academy International. We're going to be sending MacArthur Study Bibles to places that, for various reasons, don't have study Bibles. The amazing Masters Academy International, don't forget they've got the mini seminaries around the globe training indigenous pastors. You can learn more at wretched.org/Bible.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip to Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Son of Man. Daniel chapter 7 describes the Son of Man who came from heaven, received worship from all nations, and rules a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Jesus uses this title to affirm that he is fully human and fully divine. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare to play one of America. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing games since I'm Todd Pardo. Do you remember that guy? He had some pipes. Fern Lundquist, no longer doing the Masters Golf Tournament. That is a voice. Gonna miss that. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Jimmy, go ahead and tell everybody what this thing is. Which clip does Jimmy like better? That's what we're calling it right now. Very popular. Oh, this is a perennial favorite here at Wretched Radio. Jimmy, I have two clips. You'll determine which one you like the best. Are you prepared for your most earnest responsibility to act as the federal head representing tens and tens of people?
I am.
Clip number one, Talk TV. A woman named Julia Hartley Brewer is going to bring on an individual who is transgender. Out of the gate, it goes sideways. Real fast. Got to listen carefully because the sound is just a touch muddled just in the beginning. And she, the host, is going to introduce her, and that's where the problems began.
My next guest, who is Shivani Dave. She is a journalist and a presenter at Virgin Radio, just down the corridor. Good afternoon to you, Shivani.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
All righty then, a pronoun correction right out of the gate. Hey, I'm not a she, I'm a they, them, and the host... not willing to play the pronoun game.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar. So the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you. But
you know what? That's correct. I'm making a prediction right now. I am not a prophet, but I'm just telling you, they're going to change the definition of pronoun. They're going to rewrite it. That's what we do with mental illness in the DSM. Oh, we called that a mental illness, but the society likes it now, so we'll change it. It's no longer a disorder. And by the way, speaking of disorders, have you heard of transableism? This is the malady that affects some people. They do not believe that they should have a particular body part. This has been a part of the whole trans conversation. If somebody can say, I don't think I'm a boy, and you can have body parts lopped off, then it's okay for you to be amputated if you don't think that you should have a foot. Well, guess what? Quebec, according to the National Review, an individual with body identity integrity disorder, that would be your BID, he went to a doctor in Quebec who amputated two healthy fingers. Here's what the National Post story said. The fact that there were only two fingers involved in the Quebec case, as opposed to a complete limb, made the decision to proceed easier for the medical team. All righty then. Why did this doctor, I presume he swore a Hippocratic oath, cut off two healthy fingers? Well, the guy said that he was going to do it himself. And if I didn't do it, he'd cut off his fingers with a butter knife. And they wouldn't look pretty. And just think how the world would perceive him with such raw stubs. So he did it for him with a sharp scalpel. For the patient, amputation proved to be a highly satisfying curative treatment. He's now living a life free from distressing preoccupations about his fingers. I am so hoping that this turns out to be a spoof. I am really open for that. The amputation enabled him to live in alignment with his perceived identity. There it is. It's transableism. Julia Hartley Brewer, not willing to play the pronoun game. But we can play it, but it won't be long. And they're going to change. Singulars are no longer, you can be a singular or a plural. They're going to change the book. Grammar rules, they change. Dictionaries get rewritten. And that's going to happen with pronouns. Mark my word.
I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person. And you're a female person, so I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
That's going to change. I'm telling you, to accommodate this mental illness, we will now make a new rule that pronouns, there's going to be some sort of imprimatur put on this, that genders in pronouns, you know, some languages actually do have three, masculine, feminine, neuter. That would be your Latin, but not in English. But we'll get rid of all of that. There's no point in that, because that way we can accommodate people who need help.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Blessing! See, she didn't call her disrespectful. Well, not with the front of her hand. That was kind of backhanded.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual.
This is insanity. This is, hey, that right there, the thing with the tail that's barking, that's a cat. But it's a dog. It's not wrong to call it a cat.
But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
I'm sorry. I will give them both props. They both stayed pleasant, both the host and the guest. They were polite all the way through.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special.
Yeah,
now.
It will soon.
Anyway, Shivani, we're colleagues. And I want to, I obviously want to treat respect. But again, for me, respect works both ways. And that also requires people on both sides to be respectful of people's willingness to not want to tell lies or to be dishonest to themselves. So we'll have to respect each other's views on this.
That's clip number one, Jimmy. Are you prepared for clip number two? That was pretty good.
That was.
And then they went on to talk about a report that is from the Netherlands that is saying, according to the headline from the Christian Post, gender centeredness commonly fades after adolescence. A big study. Those people who feel confused, it tends to just go away. At least that woman guessed that, can I call her a woman, was willing to talk about that. Let me introduce you now to clip number two. This is Nicolas Ferreira. Hope I'm saying this right. He's a Brazilian, very young fellow, 27 years old, elected in 2022. He's a whippersnapper of the Liberty Party. It's the conservative party in Brazil. And this was, I believe this was at the United Nations he was speaking. And wow, he kind of let him have it.
I was born in a poor neighborhood in my city, Belo Horizonte, Brazil. I'm married, I'm Christian, and we are expecting a daughter.
Yay.
Aurora, who will be born in 3 months. I became the most voted federal congressman in Brazil. And I'm here to warn you about what's happening in my country.
Huh?
I apologize if I make any mistakes in my speech. I'm still learning English. The left returned to power in the presidencies of Brazil this year, but it has had the power of universities, media, and culture for decades. America is like a body, and its health, it's a tripod: patriotism, morality, and spirituality. If someone undermines these three areas, America will collapse from within.
Wow.
Stalin said this. They have known the secret for a long time and used all possible means to achieve their goal, the destruction of the family. But you may wonder, wouldn't that be too radical of an idea? Does anyone really want to do this? And after all, how would they do that? First, they destroy the sense of reality. There is no longer right and wrong, good or bad. Everything is relative. When they say that, why then say that men exist? Women, aren't they concrete concepts? Therefore, they must be abolished. Then they move on stage number two, the destruction of identity. If you are nothing, then everything can be everything. Therefore, they will destroy your identity as a person. Young people no longer know what or who they are. They are carried away by any wind of doctrine and cling to what is fashionable.
Oh, man, I could keep listening to that whippersnapper. Jimmy, that was clip number two. It's time now for the moment of truth. Which clip did you like better?
Well, I like them both, but which clip I like better was number one.
Yeah, just
it just hits you a little bit differently.
But this kid was right.
Yeah.
The tripod that Stalin said, we topple one of those legs, the whole thing comes crumbling down, which, hey, that reminds me of our bold new initiative to try to be a light in the darkness. We are introducing 8 new voices. No kidding. And we sure could use your support. Encourage you to please consider learning more and potentially financially supporting us so that we can just be louder. Wretched.org. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.